Now we're going to have a section of the board meeting that's going to be a bit of a new tradition for us, I hope, called Honoring Excellence, where we are going to highlight recent achievements and honors that our professors, our students, and our community have achieved. So if we could start with the first slide. Here we go. All right. Chancellor Robert J. Jones, Chemistry Professor Catherine J. Murphy, and Learning Scientist Susan R. Goldman have been elected as members of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, one of the oldest honorary societies in the nation. They are among more than 200 individuals with compelling achievements in academia, business, government, and public affairs to be elected to this prestigious academy this year. The American Academy of Arts and Sciences was founded in 1780 to honor exceptionally accomplished individuals and engage them in advancing the public good. The work of the honorees is now focused on the arts, democracy, education, global affairs, and science. Robert Jones has been a leader in developing new approaches to place-based engagement strategies to create university and community partnerships that build more sustainable and more collaborative social and economic development on the local and regional scale. Catherine Murphy is the Larry Faulkner Endowed Chair in Chemistry at Illinois. Her research focuses on developing diverse nanomaterials for applications in biology and biotechnology for imaging cells, chemical sensing, and photothermal therapy. Susan Goldman, co-director of the UIC Learning Sciences Research Institute and distinguished professor of liberal arts and sciences, psychology, and education, is recognized for more than three decades of influential research on subject matter learning, instruction, assessment, and roles for technology, particularly in literacy and mathematics. And finally, Dr. Stephen Long, professor of crop sciences and plant biology at Urbana, has been elected to the National Academy of Sciences, one of the highest professional honors a scientist can receive. He is one of 100 new members and 25 foreign associates recognized for distinguished and continuing achievements in original research. He is the Eikenberry Endowed Chair of the Plant Biology and Crop Sciences and is well recognized for accomplishments in his work to improve photosynthetic efficiency and address the effects of climate change on crop yield. Dr. Long has published his findings in more than 300 peer-reviewed journals, including Nature and Science. He has received many awards, including the Marsh Award for Climate Change Research from the British Ecological Society and the Kettering Award from the American Society of Plant Biologists. Can we get a round of applause for our honorees? From our Champaign campus. Champaign, right? Yeah. The author, Richard Powers, a professor emeritus of English at the University of Illinois, has won the 2019 Pulitzer Prize in Fiction for his novel, The Overstory. The book is described as an ingeniously structured narrative that branches and canopies like the trees at the core of the story, whose wonder and connectivity echo those of the humans living amongst them. Mr. Powers earned a master's degree in English in 1979 and is the author of 12 novels. He received the National Book Award in 2006 for The Echo Maker. He previously has been a Pulitzer Prize finalist and four-time National Book Award finalist, and he's won numerous other literary prizes. He was elected to the American Academy of Arts and Letters in 2010. Richard was named in 1986 the Swanland Endowed Chair in English and appointed to the U of I Center for Advanced Study in 1999, another Pulitzer Prize for University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Now we'd like to talk about wonderful development at UIC. The University of Illinois at Chicago is getting up to $65 million from Deerfield Management, a New York-based healthcare investment firm to accelerate drug development and advance its pipeline. Together with Deerfield, the university is launching West Loop Innovations. The new company aims to help faculty members develop novel therapeutics and commercialize their discoveries. T.J. Augustine, Interim Vice Chancellor for Innovation at UIC, said the university's strong track record of commercializing novel drugs helped cement the funding. One is an accident, two is a coincidence, three is a pattern, he said, referring to three of the university's most lucrative inventions, HIV drug Prezista, bladder cancer treatment TICE-BCG, and shingles vaccine Shingrix. The partnership will help advance novel scientific insights made on UIC's campus and get new medicines to patients with critical unmet needs. The Discovery Partners Institute, which is focused on driving technology-based economic growth, has amplified UIC's research capabilities. Chancellor Amoritis, congratulations. And finally, we're going to always highlight someone from our host campus. And recently, a group of University of Illinois Springfield students who are members of the Society for Advancement of Management student chapter brought home two awards from the 2019 International Management Conference held March 27th through 30th in Orlando, Florida. The business skills competition against 23 other colleges and universities was based on developing solutions for a company to improve, sustain, or turn around its performance. The team placed third in the International Collegiate Business Skills Championship. Turner Clark received first place in the extemporaneous speech competition, and the UIS chapter president, Mike Kirschgesner, also served as the social media ambassador for the entire conference. Would the UIS chapter members present at this meeting please join me at the podium? Michael?
Yes.
And your is Dean Bachara here?
Yeah. Our dean.
So we have one member of the team and Dean of the College of Business and Management. In honor of your excellent showing at the Society for Advancement of Management, I would like to present the members of the student chapter at UIS with a certificate of the Board of Trustees' appreciation and congratulations.
Bible.
Yeah.